Welcome back to the second hour of part two of Those Singing Drag Queens. The next artist is Trinity, and I just love the caption on her first album. It says, "The next lady to bust out of the jazz world may not be a woman." And gender aside, this lady can swing. That's coincidentally the title of her second CD, and something you just can't help saying when you hear it.
You're singing with a swing. Sing, 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 sing. Everybody start to swing. La-di-da-di, whoa. Now you're singing while I swing. When the music goes around, everybody goes to town. But it's something you should know. Ho, ho, baby, ho, ho. Sing, 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 sing. Everybody start to swing. La-di-da-di, whoa. Now you're singing with a swing. When the music goes around, honey, it's time to get thrown around. Grab somebody next to you and let them know just what to do. It's time to let it all hang loose and shake with the rhythm that big caboose. You're moving now, you've got the sound. Ho, ho, baby, get thrown around. Once there was a wicked witch in the lovely land of Oz, and the wickeder, wickeder, wickeder witch there never, ever was. She filled the folks in Munchkin Land with terror and with dread, till one fine day from Kansas way, a cyclone caught a house that brought the wicked, wicked witch her doom as she was flying on her broom. For the house fell on her head, and the coroner pronounced her dead. And through the town, the joyous news was spread. Ding dong, the witch is dead, witch old witch, the wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Wake up, you sleepy head, rub your eyes, get out of bed. Wake up, the wicked witch is dead. She's gone where the goblins go. Below, below, below. Yo ho, let's open up and sing. And ring the bells out, ding dong, the merry o. Sing it high, sing it low. Let them know the wicked witch is dead.
That was Trinity with a little of Sing, Sing, Sing from her 1999 album, That Lady Can Swing. And of course you recognize Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. That one came from her 1998 debut album, A Good Man is Hard to Find. One of the recent artists I like a lot is Ari Gold, and he wrote this next song, done very well by Kevin Aviance, on the 1999 album, Box of Chocolates.
Wherever I am, I'm home. I'm very far, but I felt so alone. I'll go there with you. There's nothing I won't do, 'cause now I know where we're going to. Sometimes when I feel like I'm not of this world, people they stare like I was. Thank you.
Now that song, as nice as it is very atypical for Kevin Aviance. He usually sounds more like this, his 2002 dance hit, Alive.
So alive.
In my head, getting brighter as we go higher. I'm feeling free from me. Only the mirror all really matters at all. The joy I found like a child on America round. DJ Page records spinning round and round. I've been dancing all night long. I found peace with my soul. I feel love. I am so, so.
And I grew up feeling mighty confused. So I told Ma her sonny felt funny. And my mama, she wasn't amused. So I laid out the truth of the matter. and she cried for a minute or two. Then she said, son, wear dresses that flatter, and your mama will always love you. For it was God who made you a drag queen. He must have smiled on the day you were born. So, son, let's sing an Ave Maria. He has blessed every dress you have worn. My mama, she's gone to her glory, and though I'll miss her for the rest of my life, the dresses she left me tell the story of how she wanted her son to feel. Dress you have worn. Now I've seen how they've treated my sisters, who get trashed 'cause they're bashed where they want. I cry, Mama, my soul. Now I'm fighting with bullets, not talk. Now you thank God he made me a drag queen, keeping watch over his flock day and night. You must lip sync an Ave Maria and put up a fabulous fight. Now you thank God he made me a drag queen, keeping watch over his flock day and night.
That charming song, of course, was called Thank God He Made Me a Drag Queen, and it's from a 1992 CD called Musical Selections from the Ridiculous Theater Company, which was a real company with a very rich history. I thought it would make a nice segue while I invite you to check out my website. If you visit it while you're listening, you can see the playlist and follow along by looking at photos of all the drag artists and their recordings. I've always considered our music history as a visual as well as an audio experience. Again, that's at www.queermusicheritage.com. Also, for more very queer programming, please listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Saturday night, Sunday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude. From 1999, one of the most amazing female illusionists is Steven Brinberg. For the last several years, he's been taking his show all over the world, but you can get a sample of it right here. From his CD, Steven Brinberg is Simply Barbara.
Funny. Did you hear that? Funny. Yeah, the guy said, honey, you're a funny girl. That's me. I just keep them. Doubled in half, and though I may be all wrong for the guy, I'm good for a laugh. I guess it's not funny. Life is far from sunny. Of humor, that's one thing you really need for sure. When you're a funny girl, the fella said, a funny girl, funny, how it ain't so funny, funny girl.
From Steven Brinberg, we go to another singing female impersonator, Randy Roberts. He's based out of Key West and has released two albums. From his first, from 1999, called Almost Live, is the Fag Hag Blues.
I've got the Fag Hag Blues. I've got those Fag Hag Blues. From singing in a bar that's gay, I very seldom get to play. Don't even have a matinee of my own. I'm all alone. I've got the Fag Hag Blues, those lousy Fag Hag Blues. I love them all so very much, their shoulders, buns, and such and such. Me, I look, I cannot touch what I see. I always seem to lose. They disappear in twos and leave those Fag Hag Blues for me. I see a bulging bicep, he's gotta be a 10. I wink at him, he leaves with Jim, and I'm alone again. I've got those can't brag, sad rag, Fag Hag Blues, and I'm sick and tired of it all. I spy a blonde Adonis, aloof but kinda cute, a great behind, but then I find he's more forbidden fruit. I've got those can't brag, sad rag, Fag Hag Blues, and I'm sick and tired of it all. I see a gorgeous hunk that maybe I might like to snag. I set my sight, then Sunday night he reappears in drag. I've got those can't brag, sad rag, Fag Hag Blues, and I'm sick and tired of it all. I've got the Fag Hag Blues, those lousy Fag Hag Blues. I have a nagging little hunch that all that damned infernal bunch would rather hold a Sunday brunch than me. Or a ménage à trois with anyone but moi. We'll leave those can't brag, sad rag, blues, and I'm sick, so sick and tired of it all.
It would be hard to think of a more controversial female impersonator in recent times than Shirley Q. Liquor, the black alter ego of Chuck Knipp, who is white. In some cities, mostly in the North, there have been demonstrations that have shut down his show. In his act, Knipp dons the costume of a poor black woman who talks mostly in Ebonics, and it's a humor that makes you uneasy and sometimes puzzled, as when he rants on and on about how ignorant white people are. Strange times indeed. But Knipp seems to be prospering with 9 CDs so far. From around 2001, here are two tracks about lesbians using the old slang term bulldaggers. So here's Bulldagga Bar and Les Bulldaggas.
Well, this here is Shirley Cute Liquor. How you doing this morning? Well, honey, I ended up at the wrong place last night. Lord, I must have told that cab driver something wrong, because I ended up in a bar just full of women. Big, muscular women. Oh, Lord, what they call them? Bulldaggas. Uh-huh. I'm driving big, no lipstick wearing bulldaggas. Big old hairy leg bulldoggers. And and some of them had a jewelry on, but not many of them. And there, one of them had no hair. Both of them was bald headed. I sit up there looking like Angela Davis. And real radical big old bulldogger. One of them was sitting up there reading poetry. Talking about her anxiousness and the world was all on her nerves. I hollered out, I know that's right, honey. I said, have you applied for the check yet? If it's going to be misery, you might as well get paid for it. And they thought that was something, because all them old bulldoggers surround me, and they said, preach on, woman. I guess I wasn't looking very good, and I just went to Holland, and one of them bought me a Budweiser, another one bought me a Schlitz malt liquor, and this one handed me a Miller Lite. Before I know it, was light out. I don't know, nothing happened after that. I had a black spot. But the Bulldoggers got me home safe and everything, so praise God for them. Well, all right then, you tell your mama, I said, how's she doing? Bye, then. There have been some comments made of the Bulldogger community that I do not understand, y'all. Nothing could be more further from the truth. How you doing? This is Shirley Q. Liquor, honey. You know, I was thinking on the subject of the Les Bulldoggers, and let me tell you something. It's not easy to know the truth when you be following one of the Bulldoggers around. You have to look real careful for certain clues. Like a Bulldogger don't never wear no lipstick, see? A Bulldogger hair is usually cut short, and she don't wear too much makeup on her face. She wears sandals, but not in a feminine way. That's how them Bulldoggers know each other on the street, girl. That's how they do. They go around on their motorcycles, and they be swarming around my house, girl. The more Bulldoggers, they just holler loud. They love to play pool and beat each other upside the head. They like that beer. They drink a lot. Them Bulldoggers can put it away, honey. They quite a lot of thoughts and fools and lushy too. Girl, them Bulldoggers, stay away from them. They're bad for you. They don't know when to quit. They keep boy than me. They want me to play pool, go out on a hunting trip, or climb a rock. Now, that's ignorant. I've heard of athletics, but why would I want to do that? That's ignorant. I know I'm telling the truth, girl, about them old big, tall, muscular fools called a Bulldogger. I'm not sure of it. If they are women's or if they are men's, they just Bulldogs. I don't say I don't like them. You better be with one if your car break down. They could change a tire with one hand tied behind their back. Girl, them Bulldoggers, they all know how to do the mechanical thing. But they all drive trucks. Them old Bulldoggers, I love them.
Shirley Q. Liquor. Kiki and Herb are the inventions of writer-performer Justin Bond and the pianist Kenny Melman, and they've been popular fixtures at New York clubs for years. Their style, that of, burnout, third-rate lounge singers, probably on speed, is funny and at the same time poignant. Yes, hard to describe. From their sort of Christmas album, Do You Hear What I Hear, from 2000, is a combination of the songs Fox in the Snow and Holiday.
Fox in the snow, where do you go to find something you could eat? When the word out on the street is you are starving, don't let yourself go hungry now. Don't let yourself go cold. Fox in the snow. Girl in the snow, where do you go to find someone who will do to tell someone all your truth before it kills you? Ha! Listen to your crazy laugh before you hang a right and disappear from sight. What do they know anyway? They read it in a book. What do they know anyway? You'll read it in a book tonight. Boy on a bike, where do you ride to as you cycle around the town? You're going up, you're going down, you're going nowhere. It's not as if they're paying you. It's not as if it's fun, at least not anymore. When your legs are black and blue, it's time to take a break. When your legs are black and blue, it's time to take a holiday. Oh, you're a holiday. Yes, you're a holiday. It's something I think worthwhile. If the puppet can make you smile, if not, then you're throwing stuff. Hey, throwing stones, throwing stones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was born in 1930 at the height of the Great Depression. It was a very dark time in this country. You know, when that stock market crashed in 1939, a lot of people jumped out of those windows, but not all of them died, ladies and gentlemen. My father was such a man. He couldn't earn a living. It was very difficult for them. By 1934, we had nothing. People were selling pencils, apples, dead children on the street. And my mother had to make a decision, you see. She could only keep one of us. So she decided to keep my sister Candy. Candy was always mother's girl. I was daddy's girl. My father loved me. Anyway, that Christmas of 1934, I was taken from my mother's house by my mother, and I was put in an institution in Western Pennsylvania. And all I had was this one little book, The Story of a Little Match Girl. I don't know if any of you people read, but in that book, there was a story of a little girl who had nothing, nothing on Christmas Eve, ladies and gentlemen, except for a little book of matches. And she found herself in an alley, and it was cold and snowy, and she only had the light of those matches to keep her warm. She ran out of those matches, and she froze to death. And ladies and gentlemen, there, but for the grace of God, go you or I this Christmas.
Girl in the snow, where do you go? It only happens once a year. It only happens once a lifetime. Make the most of it. Second just to being born. Second to dying too. What else would you do? What else could I do? What else would we do?
What else?
When your legs are looking black and blue, it's not as if they're paying you. When your legs are looking black and blue, it's not as if they're paying you. When your legs are looking black and blue, it's not as if they're paying you. When your legs are looking black and blue, it's not as if they're paying you.
Fox in the
when
snow.
When your legs are looking black and blue,
Fox
it's
in
not
the
as
snow.
If they're paying you.
Fox in the snow. Fox in the snow. Fox in the snow. Fox in the snow. Fox in the snow.
Your legs are looking black and blue.
Whoa, I don't smoke and I need a cigarette after that one. Next up, wouldn't you expect an artist who builds herself as the love child of Ethel Merman and Ernest Borgnine to be very talented? And Varla Jean Merman certainly is, with CDs and a DVD and movies and shows to keep her busy.
Reach out and touch somebody's man. Make this world a better place if you can. Reach out and touch somebody's man. Make this world a better place, and you can. Take a little time out of your lonely life to make love to a man.
who has a wife. Find a couple who own a home, make a pass at one, and maybe one day that home could be your own home. We can change things if we start growing. Why don't you reach out and touch somebody's man, like in a novel by Jacqueline Suzanne. Oh, reach out, you can touch somebody's man. Make this world a bitter, bitty, bon, a bitter, better, better in you can. Find a couple who are deep in love for a three-way, and maybe you'll become the one that they're both thinking of. Seduce a man and get up the nerve to make him leave that boyfriend, 'cause that boyfriend has everything that you deserve. You're entitled. We can change things if we start groping. Why don't you? You gotta reach out, you gotta reach out and blow the touch. Somebody's mind. Single people, get up wherever you are and touch the first man you see. Or touch him, especially if he's with somebody. Go ahead, you've got nothing to lose. And just think what you could gain. Take a chance. You know, you only get one shot at life, so live the daylights out of it. Remember, you'll be dead a lot longer than you'll ever be alive. So if life hands you a bunch of lemons, drink somebody else's lemonade.
Obama, how's your love life? You still a lesbian?
Chip off the old block.
Ooh, Vala, that hurts. But seriously, honey, tell Mama all about it.
It's raining, it's pouring. My love life is boring me to tears. After all of these years,
no sunshine, no moonlight, no stardust, no sign of romance. We don't stand a chance.
I always dreamed I'd find the perfect lover,
but he turned out to be like every other fag I love. Left for us here,
and we won't waste another.
If you've had enough of his stuff, don't put up, don't you do it.
Oh, if you've had your fill, get the check, pay the bill, you can do it. Tell him to just get
nothing left to talk about. Pack his raincoat, show him out.
Just look him in the eye and simply shout.
Enough is enough.
I can't go on, I can't go on no more. No,
enough is enough.
I want him out,
I want him out that door now.
I always dreamed I'd find the perfect love. Every other man I loved,
I had no choice from the start. enough is enough.
Well, from Varla's 2001 album, the very worst of Varla Jean Merman came Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Man. And she got a cabaret buddy, Christine Zornick, to help her out on Enough is Enough. That one came from her latest CD, The White Swallow and Other Delights, which contains a number of songs that are delightfully evil. And now for a little country with a Texas touch. Mark Allen Smith is a Dallas female impersonator, and I love the title of his 2001 album, Who Does He Think She Is? You'll hear him mention Donna Day, another very popular drag artist.
I want to tell you all a story about an Oakland, Texas widowed wife who had a teenage daughter who attended Oakland, Texas Junior High. Well, her daughter came home one afternoon and didn't even stop to play. And she said, Mama got a note here from the Oakland, Texas PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Sister, you're wearing your dress is way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running around with fags and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little queen this way. And it was signed by the secretary.
Yes, my name is Donna Dye.
Well, the PTA was gonna meet, oh yes it did, that very afternoon. And they were sure surprised when Donna didn't wear her teeth into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say.
I'd like to address this meeting of the Oakland Texas PTA.
Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked her for a date.
I ain't going.
And Mrs. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away.
I think she's a drunk lesbian.
And Mr. Baker, could you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town?
The bitch got knocked up.
Mm-hmm. And shouldn't Donna Day be told to keep her pantyhose off or completely down? Well, Mr. Harper couldn't be here cause he stayed too long on Cedar Springs again. And if you smell Donna's breath,
you'll find I had some quibbles once again.
And then you have the nerve to tell me you think that as a drag queen I'm not fit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is just a little pagan place and you're all Dallas, Texas hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did, it happened just this way. The day my sister socked it to
the legendary Donna Day.
The day Donna socked it to
the Oakland, Texas PTA. Yeah. Miss Thang, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Of course, that was Harper Valley PTA, sort of, as done by Mark Allen Smith. We're going overseas for the next four acts, to Italy, Slovenia, the Netherlands, and Australia. From Italy is Jenny Random and his dance-oriented recording, I'm Your Drag Queen, from 2001.
I'm your drag queen, I'm your drag queen, I'm your drag queen.
Shoo-ba-doo-ba, drag queen, and you're my baby, just my baby. Loves my baby, don't you not know, yeah.
Is made
bad, yeah, with a knife without vision, my brain. You don't know, you don't know what's in my brain. No, no, baby, yeah, yeah, oh. No, no, baby, yeah, yeah, oh. Miss me, I know you miss me. I know you miss me, but first I was afraid, I was 25. I'm thinking I will never leave without you by my side. Whatever you want from me, whatever you ever feel.
And from 2002 is a trio called Sestra, or Sisters. They were the very controversial winners for the country of Slovenia in the Eurovision competition. That could be compared to American Idol, only it got its start about 50 years earlier and is a competition between countries. And you need to visit my site to see the campy photos of Sestra in their matching flight attendant outfits. Holland is a duo called The Working Girls, with their track, If You Hold My Hand, also from 2002.
Soy la tuya, tú eres mi vida. Dame las manos y todo será bien, cosas cambiarán.
mentioned American Idol a few moments ago. Well, there's a version in Australia, and in 2003, an artist named Shane Janik auditioned as himself, but did not get very far. He came back the next day, looking amazing in his drag persona, Courtney Act, and wowed the judges. He continued in the competition, making it to 13th place before being voted off. He's released one CD single so far, and from it is the track, You Shook Me All Night Long. From Australia, You Shook Me All Night Long by Courtney Act. I love the stage name of this next artist, and it points out just how clever drag queens can be in selecting their names, almost like it's a competition. I've started to compile a list of these names on my site, and many of them you almost have to see written first and then say them out loud to get the joke. Like this next artist, last name Katessen, first name Della, and she really can sing. From the Minneapolis area, and from her 1999 CD, Nightlife, she combined three of my favorite songs. Here's Della Katessen.
Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly, I gotta love one man till I die. Can't help loving that man of mine. Tell me he's lazy, tell me he's slow, tell me I'm crazy, maybe I know, but I can't help loving that man of mine. Since you went away, well, that's the rainy day, and when he comes back,
the sun will shine, the world is mine. He can come home, late as can be. Home without him, well, it's no home for me. 'Cause I can't help loving that man of mine. Am I blue? Am I? Am I blue? Well, I guess you would be too, if each plan with your man, oh, done fell through. There was a time I was his only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one. Oh God, I'm lonely. But I remember, yes, I remember when life was. That was up until today, but now that man is gone, gone, and we are through. Am I? Oh, my man, I love him so. He'll never know. All my life is just to spare. But I don't care when he takes me in his arms. The world is bright. All right. What's the difference if I say I'll go away when I know that I'll be back on my knees someday? For whatever my man is, I am his
again. That was Della Katessen.
Pretty things at my door. He's saying, baby, please don't think no more. You see, I never had it quite this good. Love you, baby, I know I should. I'm
That song is called Speakeasy, and is by a New York City artist known as Scandell, who is shaping up to be an artist to watch, even with only having released a 3-track CD EP and a CD single. Here's a bit of hype from his website. Always an electrifying presence, Scandell continues to rock boundaries. With a fearless combination of stunning visual and androgyny, and soulful, haunting, and always unforgettable singing talent, he's exploded onto the underground New York nightlife scene. Wow, that's a mouthful. But yes, he can sing, and I look forward to more. Here's a bit of his latest single, Just Getting Started.
I remember the day when you came away. You held me so tight, it was a happy day. As I'm looking back, I didn't see. I just can't believe it, I just can't believe it. But there you were as I opened the door. Loving him, though I loved you more. And the look in your eyes, you deceived me. I just can't believe it. You said you loved me forever. You said you loved me forever.
Again, that was Scandell.